With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Speaker Mike Johnson led a delegation of 64 House Republicans to the U.S. southern border port of entry in Eagle Pass, Texas, where he discussed border security priorities at a news conference amid a record influx of migrants coming to the country illegally. The speaker blamed the Biden administration for the border crisis, saying it's overrunning communities across the country.
Our communities are overrun. We have local resources that are being strapped. We have lethal drugs that are pouring into our country at record levels. And it's in less than 3 years that President Biden took office that this has happened.
Meanwhile, the Biden administration has sued the state of Texas over a new law that would allow police in the state of Texas to arrest migrants who enter the U.S. illegally. That lawsuit filed Wednesday accuses Texas of violating the U.S. government's authority over immigration enforcement. Under that Texas law, migrants could either agree to a Texas judge's order to leave the U.S. or be prosecuted on misdemeanor charges of illegal entry. Migrants who don't leave could face arrest again under more serious felony charges. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the United States and 13 allies have signed a joint statement condemning Houthi rebel attacks in the Red Sea. The statement was issued after an Iranian warship moved into the Red Sea, which followed the U.S. military's sinking of three Houthi vessels.
This joint statement demonstrates the resolve of global partners against these unlawful attacks and underlines our commitment to holding maligners accountable for their actions.
The United States warned the Houthis' longtime financier, Iran, that has a choice to make about continuing to provide support to the rebels. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 284 points. The Nasdaq dropped 173. This is SRN News. USA Boxing will allow men to fight women.
Letting males compete against females in any physical competition is a problem, but experts point out when it comes to combat sports, it's downright dangerous. Nonetheless, the governing body of amateur boxing in this country says men can compete against women so long as they undergo regular hormone testing. Doctors have explained how going through puberty gives a man a huge physical advantage no matter what he does to himself later. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates won a lot of battles in Latin America. Now they're taking aim at the most pro-life countries in the region. Nicaragua, El Salvador, Honduras, and the Dominican Republic still maintain total abortion bans, but abortion groups will introduce laws that would legalize the procedure in some cases this year. Political analysts predict they'll fail. In those countries, Catholics and evangelicals have banded together to protect the lives of unborn babies. SRN News. The city of San Francisco has finally installed nets to stop the many suicides off the Golden Gate Bridge. We hear more on this story from correspondent Ed Donahue reporting.
Nearly 2,000 people have plunged to their deaths since the bridge opened in 1937. Iron worker Ed Reyes says the nets are on both sides of the bridge.
It's stainless steel, and it has some give in it, and it's designed to catch people.
Dana Whitmer's son committed suicide at the Golden Gate Bridge in 2007.
Suicides by so many methods have decreased, and Golden Gate Bridge is the only one that's increased.
Whitmer doesn't think her son would have jumped if the nets were there.
They're going to go, well, I can't do this. Let me go find another method.
Critics say it's a lot of money to spend to deter people who are determined to end their lives and who will just find another way to do it. I'm Ed Donahue.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.